have never experienced anything like this in our lifetime.
It's coming again! Coming again!
There was simply no warning.
And there was devastation, boats getting smashed everywhere, people being washed away.
A stark example of nature's terrifying power.
People running, screaming, and literally for their lives.
Families searching, grieving.
No other force in nature can come close to matching the power of an earthquake, except one. Tornadoes strike with the intensity of a quake and the surgical precision of a guided missile. They have the power to fascinate as well as terrify. And with the advent of video camcorders, the terror is being well documented by home movie makers.
This is in Hayesville, Kansas.
Power line just went out. Look at them. Power lines. I'm getting every power line out. Here it goes. Here it comes. It's right over here. I'm 10 feet from it. And all the electricity, all the power lines are going.
Look from the inside. We're filming.
We're filming. You're right there. Let the wind. Don't stand by the windows.
Tornado victims were incredibly lucky. There were no injuries and only superficial damage. The devastation is usually far worse.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Can you feel that? There go the lights. Oh!
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. My dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And all my brother and sister in humanity, peace be with you. A few weeks ago, or a month ago, it was a program in one of the American channels. And the program about how animal and bird can detect or realize or getting information by this way in calamity or disaster, they run away. And the program for 1 hour is talking about how many scientists and scientific people try to study animal behavior and try to figure out how the animal can detect and receive signal or information, and how human being can have the same thing. By this way, we can predict as a disaster before it happened. And the program show you statistics about the majority of major earthquake, volcano, and disaster, they find out almost close to 90% or more of the victim is a human being. And the majority of animal and bird and creature is gone. They escape before disaster. The good program went to 5 major studies and it took us step by step. The first one in the program about a retired scientist from California. He always predict earthquake and volcano and major disaster. But how he did it? They show you the person by himself going to the newspaper, look to the section of missing dog and cat. And he said, when I see a big number change in the amount of reporting missing dog and cat, I know something will happen in 24 hours or 48 hours. And they show you in a recent history, in last 20 years, he went and he gave complete information about all the major earthquake happened in California. But nobody listened to him because his method is not scientifically, or not, this major scientific people is not agreeing about it. The question is still, can animal predict or getting knowledge of a major crisis, earthquake, volcano, or disaster? We go to the second one. They can take us to Japan, the land of volcano and earthquake, the land of tsunami, and they show you a very high qualified scientist in electronic and geology. In meantime, he studied and he came to a conclusion: the earth movement generate electric signal causing the animal to detect it and run away. And he showed you, he went and he generated a small box. This box generates pulses and electric signal. And he starts zapping fish and different small mice and different things. And nothing happened. Again, is a failure. The still question exists. After that, they take you to another method, another theory. Another understanding is the earth or the animal detect the vibration from underneath the earth. And they bring the scientist a couple of big heavy equipment and they let it sit somewhere far away, causing heavy movement in the earth, and they put some sensor underneath the animal where they sleep in one of the zoo. And they find out the animal did not move. Again, another failure. We do not know yet as a human being what happened. Number 3 or number 4, another group, they believe is not the vibration exactly. The vibration or the motion of the earth causing high frequency signal to only animal heard it. They try to repeat this signal by causing some vibration in the ground and let the animal hear different signal according to the method and the theories he have. The animal heard the signal according to them, but nobody moved. Another scientist in the end of the program, he go to Africa and he said, no, it is very high frequency signal. It's generating from the earth and the air, from different pulses, and sometime from the wind, sometime from the cloud, sometime and different theory. And the bottom line, this scientist, he took many boxes of different equipment, generating different signal in the air, different sound. Even he put some classic music, some different music, and the animal did not move. The animal looked at him like, what are you doing? And the program ending with another two report. In the latest tsunami last year, in 2005, the one happened in Indonesia and the Pacific and the Asian area, they find out from local observer is very few family in different remote area was saved by the cow and different animal. Before the tsunami arrived, the animal, they run away to high elevated area. And when the owner of this animal run away after them with the intention, what's going on? And to save them, they already was saved because the animal went to high elevated area. Meaning, this is what I'm going through now in a few minutes. The program acknowledge is the animal, the mean amount of animal and bird before major tsunami, earthquake, volcano, everything. What they do? They go to a safe haven. And they get saved. And in the program, everybody question, if the animal can save themselves, listen carefully now, if the animal can save themselves from all this disaster, how we can know, how can we imitate the animal and be saved from all this earthquake and volcano and all this disaster? Because according to all the scientists and all the scientific people on earth today, with all the highest technology by billion and billion of dollars between United States and Japan in the field of earthquake, is still a failure. Nobody ever predicted on time. We can record it. We can know about it. But we never know before ahead of time. But animal know. By its ways of program, left. And still, we have a long way to know how the animal get to know. My dear human being all over, listen to me carefully. We failed. We failed even to imitate the animal. Because we do not know. And we're so arrogant. If anybody watches this program and go inquire it, it was in public television of United States in New York City and different area in United States. If you study what the scientists talking about, they're completely blind. So blind and so arrogant. Because the whole program talking about
how the animal receive and how we can receive what they receive. And every scientist, they think the animal receive some kind of a signal or vibration or electric signal. But my dear human being, take it from me and do not be upset with me. We are so dumb, we are so dumb, we are so dumb, we are so blind, we so are arrogant, and we cannot see, we cannot have vision. Because if all the scientists, with all this million and million of dollars of researches, come to a conclusion of what you're going to hear from me, they find the answer. If you go to different program about animal, before wind, before a storm, before earthquake, before anything, the animal or the bird or even the fish run away. What it mean? As a human being, educated person, have a basic element of intellect and mind and brain and knowledge and civilization, according to what we say. What you're going to hear from me, I did not hear it from any human being until now. This is my own conclusion. This is my gift from me to you, by the will of the Almighty Creator. This program was a failure in my eye. Big failure. And all the scientists is blind, dumb, stupid, arrogant, because he missed major 5 question. If somebody receives something, meaning somebody is transmitting. Because if you're receiving, meaning somebody is transmitting, meaning somebody sending an information package system, is not only a signal, is not a distortion, is not a harmonics, is not a zapping signal. No, I call it me. I'm calling you to listen to me now. It is a complete package signal containing a package information with a decoder, meaning the animal have to receive this information, or the bird with complete decoder, it tell them about major 5 element all the scientists forget. Number 1, be alert. Something can harm you coming soon. Listen carefully. This is the first signal. Alert signal. This alert signal package containing something else. It containing also the time of alert. Meaning, all this time, the animal have enough time to go away. This another point. The another point is, this information has a sender, has a transmitter. Second, it containing the alert signal package with the time of the starting to move. Number 3, where are you going? How far you should go? Is or containing in the package too? Information. Number 4, it containing the direction. Because we always find out animal and bird and fish and everybody going to the opposite of disaster. And all this so pionic, electronic, magnifying, whatever, DD, ZD, DVD, FD, whatever, doctor and engineer and professor and master degree and doctor degree in all kind of science, they forget something very simple, extremely simple. Is you have to tell the animal which direction. And all animal on earth and bird and even insect, they know which direction. Is this just a signal? Or the signal have to containing the direction also? By this way, we have a complete package of information system. coming from the sender, a transmitter with a decoder built in for all the language and all the being in earth. And number five, don't come back until I tell you. And otherwise it will be dangerous to you. A package. I remember when I was young, like 5-6 years old, I was in the Mediterranean shore, and I'm standing with some fishermen. He looked to the sea, and he told me, go home. I said, why? He said, by the time you reach home, a storm is coming. I tell him, how you know? He said, I looked to this fish. This fish, when it go home in this way, after 45 minutes, 1 hour maximum, a storm, big storm is coming. Go, run. You have no time. I'm running home. It take me 45 minutes. And I'm telling to my mom, Mom, a storm is coming. She tell me, what is storm? It's sunshine. I tell her what the fishermen tell me. She said, they do not know. We're talking. She closed the door. And all of a sudden, the sky was so cloudy, so dark, a storm so severe came exactly the way he told me. I never forget it in my life. A fisherman, illiterate, in Mediterranean Sea, he know it. People in the desert, they know. How they know? By watching different creature and different bird and animal, and by respecting the moving of the animal and bird, they know certain motion and certain way, they know. They know from experience. Now we have to ask ourselves a question. But the animal and bird die. Which college they go to? Which university? Which theory they get the knowledge from? With which language? How he can pass the knowledge? Somebody said it's genetic. You know, we are so dumb, so arrogant. Genetic? Genetic with information about timing and a place before you're born? I do not know how dumb we are more than we are now. If you study the history of mankind, we never been in the dumbest time more than now. Dumb, blind, and deaf. And we cannot see the basic. Why? Because the Almighty, the Creator, He said it. It's not the eyes what will be blind. It is the heart in the chest. Because the real vision by the heart, by the infrared information system, the receiver, if it's on, by the Almighty Creator and connected to the transmitter, the owner of the earth, now you're receiving the right signal with a complete package, with comprehending completely with a decoder built in. And this how the animal receive. Anybody think about the kingdom of bees? How they developed themselves? How the kingdom of bees is unbelievable perfect kingdom from economy, from military, from sociology, psychology, engineering, architect, and something else. All the bees, kingdom of the earth, having the same identical kingdom. Chinese bees kingdom, Japanese, Korean, Russian, Arabic, Australian, African, Latin America, North America, Canada, the kingdom of bees identical the same. Who teaches the bees? We said Mother Nature. Imagine these tiny bees coming with complete system, and when one of them died, the another one take over following the same identical protocol and a system. And we claim we are human being, and we forget, it's almost like they have a complete map and a constitution they follow. Where do you get it from? How does he do that? But I will tell you one thing. Nobody can disagree with me right now. Is all the kingdom of bees is the same. The only different, maybe a little bit different in color, different in the honey, different in ingredient, according to the field, and according if we are in the wildlife, in the flower valley, or whatever it is. But honey is honey, bees is bees, the kingdom is the same, and the system completely running with one constitution and one system. You tell me now, if you have a kingdom and have a system, you think it doesn't have a king? It doesn't have a government? And somebody is govern the government and put it the constitution? What about fish? The one you travel, laying eggs. After they laying eggs, they die. After they die, the eggs hatch. The young fish come. Once they grow, they go to identical root of the parents. How they know? Who give them exactly the information system? They said genetic. It's only a talk. Can I give you a map of a time and a place and containing even the information about how to save yourself? How you behave in different weather? All I can tell you, please, all mankind, Muslim and non-Muslim, listen to me. According to Islamic education and Islamic knowledge, the information coming from the Almighty, all this creature, the Almighty is their Lord. And because He is their Lord, His job, His duty to protect them if He wants. Some people argue with me. What about in Katrina, in New Orleans, or sometime in California? Sometimes you find dog and cat was dead with the owner or in the houses. We say because the owner of these houses captured the dog and cat, tried to protect them. And the dog and cat have double now loyalty. Instead of listening to the information system is coming, they're listening to the owner of the house. And they get lost. What's the price? They died. But in the jungle, in an open field, in a wildlife, it never happened. Why? They obey the master. They obey the owner of the information system. My dear brother and sister in humanity, my dear brother and sister in Islam, wake up, because all of us are a criminal beyond even animal and bird and fish. The Creator sent us messages, very important messages, and we ignore it. Imagine Japan, full of volcano, earthquake, one after another, and we do not get it yet. And we said Mother Nature. By this way, Islamically, how the animal receive? The animal receive their information system exactly like the bees. And the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, in the last revelation, to mankind, according to us, you like it or you don't, you believe or you disbelieve, this topic is enough. If you have a dot of brain, a dot of intellect, you have little bit of humble and humility to realize the truth, this is a call of the truth. A call to save mankind from blindness and destruction. What the Creator said? He revealed to the bees, He revealed the information system to all His creature, because He is the Lord of them, the owner, the governor. And because He do that, we say in Islamic way, this revelation is not a revelation of guidance like the one messenger prophet give it to us. with a book and a revelation. This is called revelation, inspiration of guidance of salvation, guidance of struggle and survivor. He give it to animal, he give it to bird, he give it to fish, but he will not give it to human being. Why? Because we're supposed to obey him first. Obey him in the revelation of guidance, revelation of light and wisdom. And when we belong to him, we, whatever we receive from him, we humble ourselves and we thank him and be patient of whatever happened. Because the purpose of this life is not to survive. The purpose of this life to be good to each other and leave a good sign and leave good legacy before we die. Belong to the Creator, the Almighty. In the last revelation, the book called Quran by the Muslim, the Creator said in the chapter of bees, the verse of 68-69, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأوحى ربك إلى النحل أن اتخذي من الجبال بيوتا ومن الشجر ومما يعرشون ثم كلي من كل الثمرات فاسلكي سبل ربك ذللا يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلفا ألوانه مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said of the meaning of, he revealed and inspired the bees. Build from the mountain houses and from the trees and from other means. And after that, eat from everything and go in the path of your Lord. He will give you from their own belly a drink, a liquid, have a different in color, but inside it, a cure to mankind from different diseases. This is a sign from your Lord to those who do tafakkur, for those who do thinking, for those who have intellect, from those who really have analyzed what's going on. My dear brother and sister in humanity, time is very short. In last few years, if you look, we have many earthquakes, volcano, hurricane, disaster, burning, killing, fighting. And we have the last one in Pakistan, Afghanistan area, and Kashmir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he repeated in many, many places, the sign will come. The sign will come, follow the sign, sign after sign. And if mankind is blind from it, the following sign will be more severe. All it need humble and humility. All it need to realize, every maker or every making has a maker. My dear brother and sister and all mankind, wake up. You want the information system? You want the package of Savior? Only with the Almighty, the Creator. But everybody said the same. All you have to do is raise your hand. Said Almighty, the Creator. The only one, guide me. Show me the way. He will show you. Humble yourself, Muslim and non-Muslim. Humble yourself before it's too late, because mankind now running into destruction by their own evil hand, and we're blaming each other. And for all my brother and sister in Islam, please, my message to you, set the role model. It's about time to clean up ourselves. And receive the message, the pure message, containing the information system completely, containing the map, the way of salvation, the guidance, the blessing, the wisdom, the light to us and other. Everybody now looking at us, looking to our problem, our mistakes. Why? Because it's the truth. Now it's up to us to clean up and point finger in ourselves and said, is me ready to lead mankind? Is me ready to mankind look at me and tell me, you are a beautiful person, I like to be like you? Is each one of us has a beautiful contribution to mankind of manner, quality, knowledge, benefit to mankind? This was the early good Muslim did. We talk about our history. We talk about our grandparents. We talk about the colonialism. We talk about what everybody say and do to us or not to us. It's about time to say enough is enough. Because if I have something, I talk about it to myself. My dear brother and sister in humanity, the animal receive an information package, continue a complete message of survivor, the survivor kit. Not by the Red Cross, not by any country or politician. It's coming straight from the Almighty, the Creator, the only one. All the people of Japan, you're very beautiful people. You're surrounded with mountain, full of volcano, and a lot of earthquake. Wake up before it's too late. This land belongs to the Creator, and all the sign coming from the Creator, a wake-up call. A wake-up call for those who want to wake up. Please wake up before it's too late. May the Creator, the Almighty, give us guidance and light and wisdom and inspire us with the true message, with the salvation and a pure message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, the Almighty, give us light and blessing and guidance and light and wisdom and the vision to understand and comprehend. I always talk too long. This time, I'm not going to make it too long because the evidence is overwhelming. All you have to do, go to the jungle. Go to the people, the basic people who have no knowledge. They will know what time they go home. If they follow the direction of the fish and bird and animal, they always will be saved. My dear brother and sister in humanity, my dear blind scientist, wake up and humble yourself. The animal receive a package system containing all the information and coming from the Almighty Creator. If you humble yourself, you will see it, you will receive it too. May the Almighty put barakah and blessing and light and wisdom of everything we say and we do, and make it sincere for him. May Almighty, the Creator, open for me and you, and make us a cause of the road of guidance and happiness and tranquility and peace and love and the pure mercy and contentment by the Almighty, the Creator. Peace be with you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam.